Well, as we begin a new year, we want to focus on learning how to talk with God. We're going to spend about 30 days just focusing on conversations with God. How do we pray? How do we make sure that we are connecting with the living God? So again, next 30 days, we'll work together to focus on a more powerful prayer life. Now, I know that there's one thing I really need, and that is to develop my prayer life. And I pray that you feel the same way. This is an area we can really grow in. Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 and 6. Jesus said, "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Let's think about this passage. Seizing the opportunity to address the large crowds that were following him, Jesus went up on a mountainside and sat down. In that day, a teacher would normally sit down instead of stand up. And from that position, the greatest preacher who ever lived proclaimed the greatest sermon ever preached. We call it the Sermon on the Mount. Some people call it his inaugural address. And Jesus delivered this invaluable message to his followers. Among the many subjects he taught on, and he taught on a lot of subjects, but one of those subjects he taught on was prayer. Now, interestingly, Jesus began his introduction on prayer by aiming at not how to pray, but the motive of prayer. The purpose of prayer is not to impress people, but to communicate with God. And to remedy the temptation to impress, Jesus advised a prayer of solitude. He said, "Go into your room and shut the door and talk to God in private. This is a conversation between you and the living God." And when our prayer must be public, and sometimes it is, our hearts should still be locked in into a one-on-one with God. Those of us who run in church circles have many opportunities to pray in public, and I confess that more than once, I got to confess, I wondered if my prayer impressed. Was it eloquent enough? Was it theological enough for those who expected the deep stuff? Was it caring enough for those who were hurting? Was it challenging enough for those who needed a spiritual kick in the pants? Well, that's my problem, isn't it? Jesus' point is simple. Don't pray to impress. Prayer is simply a conversation with God. So, Father, forgive us. Forgive me for being closer to the hypocrites on the street corners than we care to admit. Engage us in a one-on-one with you and keep our focus there. Remind us that if we try to please people, we can never please you. And teach us how to talk with you, how to have a conversation with you in these next 30 days. Lord, work on our hearts, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.